News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. We wrap up the month of January here this morning. Of course, final day of January Sunday, but our final weekday show here is this Friday morning. And we continue this morning with the second of two Behind the Badge segments with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. And we're always pleased to chat with Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt, talking a little bit about the year that was 2020 and look ahead to the rest of 2021. Sheriff Waldschmidt, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're doing well. It's Friday, and we're almost done with the month. Hard to believe we're through a month of 2021. Probably feels still a little bit like 2020 for most of us, but it's going by pretty fast, isn't it?
It is, and this week it actually felt like winter for the first time, really, this whole winter, which is okay with me, but there were some pretty brutally cold mornings on my way into work this week.
Yeah, we finally got below zero for the first time, and seemed like in quite a while. And I know the ice fishermen and the sturgeon spearers, that's coming up a couple weeks from now, are happy to see those cold temperatures to make some ice, right?
Yes, that and the snowmobile trails are open as well, so that's kind of nice to see some additional recreational opportunities for people to take advantage of this colder winter weather and the snowfall.
Let's rewind before we jump into some things that are down the pipe here for 2021. Let's rewind a little bit to 2020, and you and I were talking off the air. A lot of 2020, of course, was COVID and the response to COVID-19, and I know we touched on that when you joined us back in the summertime for kind of the mid-year review. So we'll, of course, talk a little bit about that, but I know there were some real positive things that happened with the Sheriff's Office this year when it comes to, some new additions, some new teams. I know there's a new canine on the force that joined in 2020, so I don't know which one of those you want to begin with, but give us some of the highlights of 2020 for the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office.
Sure. Well, like you mentioned, COVID was the big story last year, and we certainly had our share of procedural and policy changes we had to make and adjustments, adaptations we had to do, and we took on a lot more responsibilities with COVID-related security things, testing sites, those kinds of things. Now we're working at the vaccination centers, and so that got added on top of everything else we're always responsible for, which is public safety. And so, but public safety certainly continued through last year, and we continued to serve and protect and patrol our highways and enforce traffic law and pursue drug dealers and all of those things. And so on the note of drugs, one of the things you mentioned is a second canine. So this is the first time in the history of our office that we have had two canines working on patrol. One works second shift and one works third shift now. And that second canine, I'm still humbled by the outpouring of support that we got from the local community. That second canine was purchased, paid for, all of the training paid for, the new squad car and all the equipment that we had to purchase for that canine. 100% of that was community funded. We received donations, large and small, from all kinds of people in the community, and I can't be more thankful for that, because it's really them that made this happen. It's our community saying this is a priority. And who doesn't love a dog, right?
Right.
Pets and animals, a lot of people have their own, and they like to support our use of the canine for all of the things that the dogs do. And they're as much of an enforcement tool as they are a public relations tool. It's really we try to get them to the fairs and the festivals and presentations and into the schools with the kids. And they're really an icebreaker where maybe somebody's hesitant to come up to a law enforcement officer that's in uniform, but as soon as you put a dog next to them, they want to pet the dog, and that's an icebreaker and a great relationship builder. So we use our canines for public relations as much as we can, and certainly I hope this year that there are more opportunities for that as things maybe start to return to a little more normalcy. But in the meantime, they're out there on their shifts working patrol, and we use them for tracking suspects that flee. We use them for searching cars or sniffing cars for drugs. We use them in the prisons and in the jail and in the schools to search for drugs that are in places where we certainly don't want drugs in our schools. And like I said, the jails and prisons, they're used for all kinds of things. And they are both canines are phenomenal. They're constantly finding drugs. And we're not just talking about, a little marijuana or a joint in the ashtray of a car or something like that. They are finding, your harder core drugs, heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, and then even the more what people probably don't realize is as prominent as it sometimes is, mushrooms, LSD, things like that. And they're finding, and a lot of times with these drugs comes more than just the drug itself, comes stolen property, comes guns, comes prescription medications that are illegally possessed without a prescription, and all kinds of other things that it leads to. And certainly what they're finding out on the streets, that information in those cases not only get referred for charges, but it gets relayed to our MEG unit, our multi-county drug unit task force, and the MEG unit follows up then and pursues the sellers, goes for the bigger fish, so to speak. And so the work that those canines are doing out on patrol every day turns into something much bigger a lot of times. So it's exciting to have two on patrol now.
In addition to the canine, I know, and we spoke, I think it was toward the end of November, maybe, about the new drone team that was formed. And that's another tool. I know the sheriff's office and I know the city police department has one, too, that can help in different types of scenarios that your deputies can find out in the field, too, right?
Right, absolutely. And again, it's important to note the generosity of our community and the support we've got. This drone was 100% paid for through donations. It was originally something that we saw a huge benefit for officer safety purposes. It's much better if I can fly a drone over a field looking for an armed suspect than send deputies on foot into a field and potentially be ambushed. It's just much safer to fly the drone to search for somebody like that. And then the evidentiary value, too, that we can use it for. We can fly over crime scenes or crash scenes. We've used it a couple times on different crash scenes here in recent weeks and get documentation and scale pictures, photographs from above and in a perspective we've never been able to get before. And it just helps bolster a potential criminal case. We've flown it out over Lake Winnebago now that there's ice over the lake, just to kind of see what it looks like. Our drone has a thermal camera on it, so it's actually amazing. The pictures are incredible as far as being able to tell where the pressure cracks are, where there's open water. And in a search and rescue type situation, we would be able to identify a person or a watercraft out on that water, or in the case of frozen waters right now, somebody in an ice shanty or somebody on a four-wheeler or a snow wheel that's in distress. We can identify them from flying over them with that FLIR infrared camera on there much quicker and get help to them if they're in distress much faster, which is fantastic. So we've already flown the drone on a few missions. Everybody's trained up. We've got all our FAA certifications. We've got our nighttime certification, so we can fly the drone on nighttime missions as well. And we're excited to use it. And again, very thankful for the donors that made that a reality late last year and into this year.
One of the things I know the sheriff's office did for the first time in quite a while, and by quite a while I mean quite a while, I'll really emphasize that, is add new patrol deputies. I know three were added to the staff last year too. Is that correct?
Right, and that was through a federal grant. So the federal government has a program called the COPS grant. It's the Community Oriented Policing grant, and for many years we have applied for this COPS grant, which partially or fully funds patrol positions or different varying law enforcement positions for different agencies. And for many years, we haven't really been, we've still applied because it doesn't hurt to try, but for many years, the federal government has focused those funds to big city, the big cities, gang task force, inner city drug task force, those types of initiatives. And this year, we applied for the COPS grant like we always do. It's a competitive process. There's a lot of paperwork and justification that we and time and effort that's put into that application that we've done for many years. And all of a sudden, we got an email responding back that they have approved three grant-funded positions for Fond du Lac County. And so I took that information right away to the county executive, Alan Beekle, and the county board, and they unanimously supported and voted to accept those funds. And so this is the first time, as you mentioned, in over 20 years that we have three additional new patrol deputies. And you know, if you think 20 years ago, how times were, how society was, hardly anybody had cell phones. Computers were nowhere near as prominent as they are today. Technology was nothing compared to what things are today as far as the complexity of investigations and just the complexity of society in general. And for 20 years, we have been stagnant in the patrol division as far as how many deputies we have out on patrol and what our shifts consist of. And now these three additional positions are much needed, and you know, we're thankful to have them. And so the first 3 years of these positions are partially funded through the federal government, which is great as well. And you know, we look forward. We have them hired, they're in training right now, and we are 100% fully staffed in both patrol and the jail. We just recently hired a jailer to replace the jailer that we promoted to patrol under this grant fund, COPS grant funding. So that's we're excited about that, too.
We're talking with Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Walchman on Behind the Badge here in KFIZ. And Sheriff, want to transition from 2020 into 2021. And I know there's a couple things that are going to be significant changes, at least for the Sheriff's Office, and actually one of them for law enforcement throughout the county. I know with the software upgrade that we actually spoke to Alan Beekle about a few weeks back. Let's start with that. Tell us about that software upgrade. What does that mean for not only the Sheriff's Office, but for law enforcement agencies across the county with that upgrade?
Sure. So the software we're talking about, the county, it was a competitive process. We vetted numerous different options and software companies and packages, and it's to replace an aging system. The system we have now is 20 years old and is outdated and actually at end of life. The company that that owns and operates the software is ending service to that software. So the county had to make a decision what we're going to do. That gave us the opportunity to look at all the options, and we settled on the Motorola software package. And so we'll be working with Motorola, which is a great long-time company that focuses specifically on public service and public safety entities. And it's a software that literally is a end-to-end package that when you call 911 or an administrative line to report something to dispatch, and you start with a dispatcher, that dispatcher is entering information in this software. The dispatcher is sending that information to the emergency vehicle operators, whether it be a squad car, a police officer, a deputy on patrol, or an ambulance, the paramedics in the ambulance, or the firefighters in the fire truck. That information flows through to the software on the computer in those emergency vehicles. Those emergency responders are getting all their information and updates on that computer system. We use it for running license plates and driver's license information and other queries on that same system. We complete our reports on it, so any documentation or police reports that we complete for different cases is all done on this software. And then if there's a booking, if somebody's arrested and they go into jail, our jail record system also sits on the same software. So it is an all-encompassing, probably the biggest initiative collectively for public safety in Fond du Lac County that literally touches every first responder or emergency responder in the county. And that's going to be a big undertaking. Every agency has a seat at the table, and we have a team formulated here that's going to be focused on that project for the majority of this year to get it up and running and get it functioning. And there's a lot of background work that needs to be done to get it off the ground, and then a lot of training of all of our employees to get it operational and get everybody trained up on it, with the goal of having it live later this year or early next year. So we're looking forward to that.
Another thing, too, as we close down our conversation, that people will be interested to hear about is the addition of body cams, too. That's coming this year, too, correct?
It is. So we tested body cameras out last year, different options, and we chose the Taser Axon company for their body camera system, and the City of Fond du Lac Police Department purchased the same system. So our devices will all be the same devices, and they have some really nice features as far as if you activate the camera in the squad car, it will trigger your body camera to automatically activate. If you're out of the car and didn't have your camera on and something happens in front of you and you activate your body camera, it also triggers activation of all the body cameras around you. So if there are two or three officers at a scene or two or three squad cars at a scene, the one person triggering their camera will automatically trigger everybody else's camera too to capture the best evidence. And so that too is a big initiative, but we're excited to have it. It will collect more evidence than we've ever had before for cases. It'll protect officers and deputies better than we've ever been able to protect them before. You know, in the past, there was just the perspective from the squad car cameras, and if something happened off of camera from what the squad car camera was capturing, we didn't have the video evidence. If you were within range, you might collect the audio evidence on that camera that's recording, but you wouldn't get the video. And now with body cameras, you'll have that video and audio no matter where you are, in the car, out of the car, inside a house or a building, you know, in a field, in a woods, wherever. So we're excited for that as well. And then that's another big undertaking that we're underway with right now to get those purchased and installed and everybody trained up on them.
Very good. Sheriff Welchman, anything else you wanted to highlight this morning before we say goodbye?
No, I think we covered everything. Just, I guess, one quick thing, too, that I wanted to mention that I should mention now or can mention now, and some people probably saw it on our Facebook page, but we did, you know, we're still looking for ways to give back to our community above and beyond the service that we're paid to perform as deputies. And so one of the things people might have noticed, the public might have seen, is we had beards. Many of the males in the department wore beards for November and December and into January. And we actually raised $3,600 through that fundraiser. Each deputy that wanted to wear a beard, normally they're not allowed under our policy, but for $50 donation, you could wear a beard those months, and we raised $3,600 and donated it all toward the homeless shelter that's being built in Fond du Lac here. It's starting actually pretty quickly with groundbreaking. And so we were excited to do that. And like I said, we're here to serve the community, both in a paid status and an unpaid status. We love what we do and look forward, like we mentioned earlier, to a better 2021, hopefully.
Very cool. Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Walsh, but thanks so much for your time as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.